Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since we're now describing what's coming up this week, what are we going to be discussing, Katie?
We're going to chat a little bit about one-night stands.
Are you saying that without confidence deliberately? like you're asking me? like you're asking me, is that what we're going to talk about?
Because it's more like we're going to see where it goes.
No.
Okay, one-night stands.
One-night stands. We're going to confidently discuss.
Yes.
One-night stands.
Yes.
What do you think is going to be coming up?
Well, I was thinking about one-night stands just because... I already told you that I just broke up with my boyfriend, but I think we should have broken up a little bit longer.
You shouldn't have told our listeners. Now you've teased them.
Oh yeah,
you told me that we're not going to discuss
it. No, I mean we're not going to discuss it in depth, just because. Well, that's fair enough, because they'll know that, like, you know, it just happened. But I think I was thinking about it, and you know, when we had broken up the first time, we probably should have stayed broken up. But this whole, you know, I don't do one night stands just because I feel so guilty, or I don't feel comfortable. I feel much comfortable when I have sex with someone I know. So I think I stay longer in a relationship than I should just for the good sex. So I was just thinking about that, kind of like, maybe I probably still won't necessarily have one night stands, but maybe being able to have sex a little less, not having to rush into a relationship to have consistent sex.
Yeah. Well, I mean, before we get into that, do you actually think that you stayed in that relationship longer because of that? Or is that just like a maybe in your brain?
I don't know. Yeah. It's like, I think that might have been like 70% of the reason, because it was so intimate. It was so great. It was getting better. And I really loved that part. But then I feel like we didn't connect a lot on the other parts. We kind of lost the, you know, when you get out of that infatuation phase and then you're like, oh, actually, we don't have a lot to chat about, or we don't relate on a lot of other stuff. But the sex was getting better and better. So... yeah,
But I mean, it's not necessarily that you stayed in it because you were thinking, well, if we break up, we won't be having sex. I mean, it's fair enough to think, well, the sex is good, I'll stay in it. I mean, yeah. It doesn't necessarily correlate between this concern about, oh, I won't be able to have one night stands.
No, true. Like, because I'm not probably still, you know, I was like, right now, I don't even want to have sex with anybody. Like, I'm just like, oh, I need a little break. And
well, it's only been a week.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, I mean, like, it's not like I ran out straight away, but I'm just thinking it'd be nice, I guess, if there was never that slut shaming or even that feeling of guilt. Like, any of the one night stands I had before, I didn't feel great after them. I didn't really enjoy them. I guess it as well, though, it's just you build a level of comfortability. And I do think I stay in things a little longer just because of that, like, intimacy, and I love sex.
Yeah.
You know, I do miss that. I already miss the sex. We had a lot of sex. We'd have sex in the morning and in the evening. Anytime we saw each other, it was great. And that was a big, huge part of our relationship. And he was really communicative in that part. So, if, you know, it just didn't translate into the other parts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But we're not talking about that.
No, but I'm
we're
just...
we're not talking about...
it made me think about one night stands.
You just broke up with the guy that you've been talking about on the podcast every week.
Yeah, just not
we're
now.
We're not talking about that.
We're not. Yeah, because I don't have a lot to say about that, but...
yeah.
But it made me think about one night stands.
No, which is fair enough. It's a good good topic because, you know, a lot of people have different feelings about one night stands. Straight away, there's a judgment on one night stands as if somehow it's a negative. People, there's a very wide range of opinions on why they are good or bad. You'll find very few men have a problem with one night stands.
Yeah. I think as well what I would do, because so when I came out of my serious relationship in Ireland, I was like, oh, I want to have like fun and maybe try it. But any person I had casual sex with, in my head, I was like, oh, I need to date them now, because I felt like I had to date them to have casual sex too, just to make my, but that was all my own issue.
Yeah, but I think, well, I think that's quite common that, well, first of all, there's a sense, I guess, I mean, we should have got another woman actually, because.
Yeah.
You're the only one that really has a problem with one night stands, like in the sense that guys don't really give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know, in general, I mean, I think, well, you know, I think guys are quite happy to have them.
Yeah.
So, it would be great to have just one other point of view on the sort of like why it's a positive or a negative. But there's definitely a judgment on one night stands as if somehow that's a mistake that a woman made. I mean, there's definitely slut shaming that goes with it, although I think that's...
Well, women are great here.
That's fading.
My friends here are like, you know, they go out, they get what they want, and then they're like, good luck, see you later. I'm not even... There's any of my friends here don't seem to have much of an issue with it.
Yeah, well, let's break it down. Number one, I kind of wish in a way we had feedback from our listeners too, because... So let's just throw out the potential scenarios. A lot of people say one night stands leave you feeling a bit empty. You know, just going on like what women say, I guess a lot of women say that they feel a deeper connection. Sometimes they say because of the physiological scenario of somebody being inside of you, that it feels like there's more intimacy for the woman with sex, and that a one night stand, despite the pleasure, can leave you feeling a bit empty afterwards. You know, are these things that you're feeling?
I think for me, no, it's more just the more I know them, the more comfortable I am with them, the more I'm going to enjoy the sex.
Yeah, I know. But
when I was younger, I did feel that way. So that's
yeah,
true.
Okay. But let's talk about the thing.
Okay. So not, I don't feel that way now, but when I was younger, I definitely did. I felt like, I remember the first one I had after my boyfriend, I remember like crying the next day. I felt so guilty.
And I guilty?
Yeah. I just felt like, I didn't get pleasured. I didn't really know him. And I had been drunk, so in hindsight, it wasn't that hot one. And I woke up the next day, and I didn't feel happy with the whole. I felt like very...
Yeah, full of regret.
Yeah, regret. Oh, God, that's a horrible feeling.
Yeah, but there's a lot of regret that goes with one-night stands. Yeah. It's probably like if you put in the top five words associated with one-night stands, a lot of people come up with regret.
Yeah. And when I was over here, when I first came over here, I did a Tinder date. And I don't think... It wasn't the first date that we had sex, but it did turn out to be a one-night stand because I never heard from him again.
Well, it's not a one-night stand if you had a date. If it was a second date, it's no longer a one-night stand.
Okay, so we had a date and we had a couple of drinks and he didn't come home. But then the next date, where it wasn't really technically a date, he drunk called me at like 12 a.m. And I was like, okay, you can come over. I was a little bit innocent in that regard. And he didn't come till 2. And I was like, oh, okay. I kind of like, this is so pathetic. I like sat up and wait for him. And then he came in and it was definitely just for sex. And so I had sex with him, but it was just not good. And he was like, I'm going to fuck you till the sun comes up. And I was like, oh, please don't. And then he didn't. He fell asleep on top of me, inside me. So
God.
It was a nightmare. So
especially if it's during winter, you know, it's a lot of fucking you have to do before the sun comes up. I hope it was in June. I hope it was June 21st.
It was.
Give you a break.
I know. It was. And he didn't fulfill his promise. But yeah, so that was kind of like, I was like,
yeah,
oh,
that's like a booty call.
This isn't for me. Yeah, booty call. I was booty called.
Well, that's a straight innocent. Up booty call, yeah.
Yeah.
You felt a bit used?
Yeah, I felt a bit naive. Because I was like, oh, sure, I'll see him again. And then I didn't.
Yeah, well, I mean, in both of those, well, certainly in that scenario, it's a scenario where it's not really like something that you were pursuing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something that you allowed to happen, but it's not like you were like, fuck, I'm just so horny. And fuck it, if I meet a guy tonight, I'm just getting my fucking, I'm getting what I need.
Yeah.
I'm getting my needs met.
I don't think I've ever felt like that because still to this day, like I love sex and it's great. And like I said, the last week was the best sex I ever had. Oh, because this is a little gross now, but the last week, the sex I had was the first time I'd ever like squirted during sex twice, which was amazing feeling. But I was still like, I'm still not happy. So I'm not going to stay in this. But until then, when I pleasure myself, it's still better than any sex, like when I have like shower time. So I don't really feel the need to go out and be like, if I'm like, I'm so horny, I'm like, I'd rather go home to the bathroom than Does that make sense?
Well, I don't know, because I thought we were talking about one night stands, but already twice you've gone back to the boyfriend.
No, but I mean, I'm just saying.
You sure you don't want to talk about the boyfriend you just broke up with?
I'm just saying, my point is that I've never been like, I've been like horny for the people I fancy, I guess, but I've never been like, oh, I need to go to a bar and fuck right now. I've never felt that.
Yeah, I understand that. But what I'm saying is that people, you know, like.
But I guess I could, if you meet someone out or. Yeah. I guess I was with that guy that time. I was like, fuck it. I mean, it was just really bad.
But he just came over, though. You weren't 100% sure what was going down.
No, but then I let it. Like, I was like, oh, okay, this is like hot, we're kissing. And then it was like, oh, this is the worst. Yeah, but
you had a lot of regret.
Yeah, it was sad. It was sad, yeah.
Yeah, sad.
It was sad, yeah. I guess it would have been good, you're right, to have a guest on here who's like, I have the best one night stands ever.
No, but when you say, like, why do you say sad?
I just felt sad the next day, like, oh.
Yeah.
I stayed up late. I could have just stayed in and watched a movie and went to bed early. I've wasted my energy.
Yeah, you had a lot of regret.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for guys to really feel like regret in the same way that you were feeling, I guess. I've certainly had like regret around a one night stand, just because it's like, oh, you know, I'm not really into being, you know, this is like, because I guess the energy of it drives you forward, and you know, it seems like a good idea, you know, like sex brings on a lot of you know, sex actually clouds your judgment.
But isn't it so funny that we can have sex with I'll think of a one night stand I did have here when an Australian guy, and we were out drinking, we went home together, and you know, we had sex, and the next morning it was just so awkward. I didn't know, like, this is years ago when I first moved over, but I was like, I didn't know what to talk to him about. It was so weird because we had something that was so intimate, and the next morning I'm like, so what do you do?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, when they stay over, it's not great.
I know, I went to the shower, when I came out he was gone.
Yeah, he couldn't handle the awkwardness. Oh, yeah,
and it was awkward, but it's just so funny because sex is so intimate. And then I guess that's all a bit with booze as well.
Booze makes, you know, clouds your judgment anyway.
Yeah, so it does. That's why I'm very
drinking. And a lot of one night stand behavior is related to booze.
Yeah.
But I haven't had a one night stand related to booze in 24 years. So it's never related to booze for me.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, The only regret I have is that awkwardness and stuff. But as you get older, I mean, when I was younger, I guess, you know, there's just this, there's a drive, isn't it? It's like this sense of like, oh, I'd love to get laid, you know?
Yeah.
And I actually, like, I'm never dying to have a one night stand, quote unquote. I just want to have sex that night. I'm not specifically thinking like, this is the only time I'm going to fuck this person. But I guess, you know, a one night stand officially is like you meet somebody and then you have sex with them, I guess.
And it's just very passionate, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I've had some good ones. I've had some not great ones, you know?
Yeah.
I've had like, I mean.
I probably have a better one now that I know my body a bit better this year, but I just also don't, I can't imagine having a one night stand when I barely drink anymore as well.
Yeah, I mean, it really depends perhaps as you get older, you know? It's really down to the individual. I mean, the whole thing of whether it's down to shame, you know, whether it's down to a judgment of women that you're giving up something early.
Yeah.
Or if it's just genuinely like the emotional investment is too much for the immediate disconnection, you know? You know, whether it's either of those things are more important in terms of why one night stands often lead to regret, it's hard to know. But I think partially there's a lot of judgment around one night stands.
Yeah.
That in a way are unnecessary, because if you actually just want to have fun with somebody for a night, why should it be more of a thing for a woman to have done that than for a man?
No, I completely agree with you. And I think some of my girlfriends over here that can do it and be fine with it afterwards, I'm like, that's great. I would love to be able to just kind of disassociate those feelings. Like, you shouldn't be hard on yourself. So yeah, no, I think,
I mean, you haven't had a good one, so that kind of helped. Yeah. You know, and under no circumstances am I suggesting that you should go out and do it, because there are certain things about one night stands that are naturally, or by their very nature, are more problematic. There's a greater chance, well, there's a less of a chance that you'll know this person's like sexual history, so you don't know if you're taking any risks. I mean, you have protected sex, so that helps some of it, but not all of it. Two, there is more of a chance that booze is involved. And when booze is involved, you can make mistakes, mm-hmm. not put condoms on right. And then, I guess, you know, third, there's just more of a chance that it'll be shit.
Yeah. Slappy and drunk, if it is going to be drunk.
Well, if it's drunk, there's
and then you don't know each other.
Huge chance it's going to be.
And look, it might be dangerous as well. That's the, you know, you need, if
yeah,
you don't.
Women have more to fear.
Yeah.
You know, women have more to fear. There's a lot less sexual assault of men from women. I think almost non-existent.
I've not. You know? Yeah.
I don't think it's a thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, women, you know, there's quite a lot of risk.
Yeah, no, there
100%.
Is.
100%. I mean, if I was a woman, I would think that it's silly to have a one-night stand with a complete stranger.
Yeah, I...
That's what I would think. Because, like, for example, one time I was at the Cellar, and this woman, she was from the South. She was with her friends. They were all quite drunk. And I was on stage. They came up to me afterwards, and the friend actually said to me, "This is my friend. She's here for the weekend. She's dying to have a one-night stand in New York. And she'd really like to have it with you." And it was like, okay, fine. We all hung out, went for a drink. She was quite drunk, but she was like, "Are we going back to your place?" I was like, "Okay, we're coming back." We came back, and, you know, we had like a one night stand. It was what she wanted, you know. It was like all her.
And what,
you know,
the friend wanted.
She passed out. she slept here, and then she got up the next morning and left.
Yeah.
And that's what she wanted. But in my mind, I'm thinking like, you don't know me.
Yeah.
You know, I guess maybe some women feel a safety because you're the guy that's on stage. I don't know, but she was back here sleeping in my, like, I think it's a dangerous situation.
Yeah, no, I would rather have a one-night stand with someone I know. Like, is a one-night stand considered a one-night stand if it's a friend?
Well, it doesn't really matter if it's a fucking one-night stand or not anyway. I mean, the label of it is not important.
Well, yeah, I would rather it be a friend or someone you know that's, like, linked.
But then it fucks up your relationship.
Oh, yeah, right, true. Like, not a close friend, but I mean someone, like, a friend's friend. Yeah, or somebody, yeah, yeah.
Within the circle of friends, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now I know, personally, it's not for me. I can't imagine, like, because that wouldn't be my, like, going back, with, let's say if I was on a weekend with my girls and going back, I'd be like, no, I just want to party with my friends.
Yeah, but you don't know that, you know. She might have
just went through a divorce though as well, and was like, so maybe if I just went, yeah, who knows? You're right. Maybe if it was a longer relationship, I might be like.
I think she was married, to be honest.
Oh, well, also as well, there is a safety to you being the celebrity, and then the friends saw you, so they kind of know, like, you'd be the
number
one.
Yeah, yeah, no, but I mean, you know, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, she might have been married. Yeah, you're right.
But. No, but I know you're saying you just want to hang out with your friends, but, like, you can't just think of it in your own personal stuff.
No, I know.
You got to think about it in relation to the fact that, say, you go on a vacation to, like, the Bahamas,
yeah,
and you're in a club at the resort, and you're on the dance floor, and you make a connection with this guy, and he's hot,
hot, and
you start and kissing,
heavy.
And you just think, yeah, fuck it, I'm on vacation,
yeah.
I'll go back with this guy. So, I mean, that can happen, and that can be fun.
Yeah,
that's why the judgment about one night stands always being a problem is, you know, I mean, it like everything on this podcast, it's each to their own.
And that scenario would be great for me because then I'm like, well, I'm never going to see them again. Well, you know, so then I wouldn't feel like, oh, I should talk to them again the next day, or, you know, you wouldn't feel the guilt because you're like, you're on holidays.
Yeah, but you shouldn't feel the guilt
anyway.
I know
I shouldn't.
You know,
but I'm just saying.
But at the same time, that's not to say, when I say you shouldn't feel guilt about one night stands, I'm not trying to suggest everyone should be comfortable having one night stands.
But you should just like,
if you want to have one, you shouldn't have to feel bad about it.
Yeah, true.
And the concept of feeling bad about sexual behavior is, you know, it's just a minefield.
Yeah.
You know? And I know we keep coming back to it, but I think Irish people do feel it a little bit more, you know, and it's silly really. Because we have this, you know, we have moved on from this concept of sex being like this sacred thing. You know, you can have safe sex. You can have sex without getting pregnant. It's, you know, have we talked about rock climbing before?
No.
Because I always find it funny the way people are like, oh, it's sex, you know, like, you know, don't have one night stands. You know, sex is less sacred, you know, it's very intimate, it's a very special thing. And it's like, yes, sometimes it is that. But then sometimes it's just really fucking fun to just have sex.
Yeah.
And now that we have condoms and other forms of birth control, and it's very sexual transmitted screenings for STIs are very accessible. So there's a whole load of safety precautions that we can take now to not have the consequences that used to exist in the past, you know? Yeah. So rock climbing is a very enjoyable pastime, but it also has a lot of risk.
Yeah.
A lot of risk, way more risk than having a one night stand. But nobody turns around and is like, you know, you're taking a lot of risk by doing this rock climbing. They just think, yeah, rock climbing sounds fun, or parasailing, you know, or fucking kite surfing sounds fun. But for some reason, when it comes to sex, I guess because it's two people and there's like emotions involved, but people are like way more concerned about the safety precautions and how it might affect you.
Yeah.
In relation to, and I think a lot of that is from the judgment. And if there wasn't as much judgment, then you could make a clearer decision of, yes, I'm into one night stands. No, I'm not into one night stands.
Yeah.
And I think that there's a wide spectrum of that, just the same way that not that many people are into rock climbing.
Yeah, I am definitely not into rock climbing.
Yeah, but you get my point.
No, I do. It's great. It's a great point. Absolutely.
You know, but it's.
And I do think now, like, I wouldn't feel as guilty, because I'm just like, I feel very much like, if that did happen, I'm like, okay, I'm fine. That's like, I'm at a different place in my life. But that kind of took coming over here, or maybe just growing up a bit. But I don't know. I haven't had a one night stand in years, so I'll let you know in a few months.
I'd like to point out that this was Katie's topic suggestion.
I know. Sorry. I just was thinking about it. I guess I was just thinking like, I was just thinking about how much I loved having sex in the relationship I just came out of. And that was my favorite part of it. And it's like, oh, maybe I just like sex. I'm just coming to this. The last two relationships I was in, or there wasn't a relationship before, was just dating. Really all I liked out of that, though, my favorite part was the sex as well. And I'm like, oh, maybe I'm just a sexual person. I haven't like let myself experience like other things, because with the one night stands when I was younger, I just felt guilty, and I obviously wasn't enjoying it because I didn't know how to make myself come. So it was just very dissatisfying. So I'm just interested now with this one night stand, like,
oh, you have a curiosity.
I have a curiosity.
Well, like I said to you before we were on air, like, all your most likely you're going to have a way higher success rate with your sexual experiences,
which has
everything to do with you just learning more about yourself,
yeah,
learning what makes you, you know, but that's also because you're getting older. Like, I mean, people tend to have better sex as they get older.
Yeah, it's,
you know,
great.
It just naturally happens. You drop a lot of your hang-ups and all these things. But that still doesn't mean that you're going to have a one-night stand and enjoy it. And I don't think you should have a one-night stand for the sake of having one.
And I probably won't. I just was thinking about it. Like, I was thinking about, would I, or not even maybe a one-night stand, but maybe something a bit more casual.
But some people, but I definitely think that, you know, that's perhaps something that might be good for you to explore, or certainly to not feel like you have to get into something committed
because,
as quick as you have done in the past. Perhaps. I mean, this is, I mean, it's very personal for you. I'm not giving,
you know, I think,
I was going to talk generally about one night stands. I don't want to be giving you like life advice.
No, but I think people will relate to that as well, where you kind of realize and where something maybe can be a bit more casual than, or I think there's a lot of people who maybe rush into relationships, and then when the infatuation wears off, they're like, oh, maybe this should have went slower, or yeah, maybe it could have been.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to know because hindsight's 20/20, and that's not as like clear cut across the board.
Yeah, true.
You know? But I think that even in the casual stuff, it's still a minefield, because usually one person is not as comfortable with the arrangement as the other. Tends to be the case.
And even when you're talking about it now, I'm like, no, I probably couldn't do casual. I probably would end up having feelings. So
that there's some women listening to this right now, and they're thinking that Katie sounds like she needs like a booty call. She needs a friend with benefits.
Yeah, like once a month.
You need an FWB.
Yeah, baby.
You need an FWB, because like basically a friend with benefit is somebody who you can fuck like a one-night stand without any of the guilt or the remorse. The only thing you have to deal with in that scenario is usually one of the friends with benefits wouldn't mind it being more of a relationship than the other. But that again is just a sweeping generalization about these types of things.
Yeah.
And then obviously there'll be people listening that will be full of judgment about whether that's a healthy thing or not. But, you know, at the end of the day, when you're in a relationship, you have a lot of regular sex, then you're not in one. You know, sometimes it just feels like you wouldn't mind getting your needs met.
Yeah.
And
thank God for the shower hose and sex toy.
But that's not always enough.
I know.
You know, it's really not always enough. And one night stands might not be the solution to that for you, but.
And I don't think so, but I thought it was it's an interesting subject just with coming as a person who's felt a lot of shame with one night stands and just how silly that is now that I'm older. I honestly don't think if I had one now, I would probably just be like, ugh, maybe that was a bit of a waste of my time. But I wouldn't be like, oh, I gotta go.
Well, you know, I mean,
despair.
One night stand tips for anybody who's listening, for women anyway. And it's difficult because the guy might not be receptive to this, but it's still all the same rules that apply when you have to communicate. You know, if you might as well try to get the most out of it as possible. So you might as well try to tell the guy the shit that you're into, or you might as well try to guide him if he's doing something you're not happy with, or you're doing something that you think he could do better. All the same rules apply. I mean, you can still, not you, but one can take everybody, anything they've learned from listening to this podcast or anything they've learned throughout the years of their sexual life and apply them to having this first sexual experience with somebody. Mm-hmm.
You know? And just be nice to yourself afterwards. Because actually now I'm thinking, well, like, you know, instead of being like, that was a waste of my energy, I'll just be like, oh, well, that was like a physical sport. Yeah, I love the rock climbing analogy.
Exactly.
I just worked out a muscle there.
Which is true, isn't
it? And it releases dopamine. It makes you happy. So you just have to be nice to yourself. Because in the end...
But you got to think about... Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, because I was recently... A girl was talking to me and she was like talking about how someone made her feel slutty because she was like, oh, I didn't realize. Like, and she said a number of sexual partners was that bad. And she was like, oh, you're probably way less. And in my head, I was like, I am so much higher than... I said it to her. I'm so much higher than that. And she was like, but you don't... And I was like, just because I... don't come across. I just don't tell everybody. You know, if you know, I don't even let people put that. Well, I do now on the podcast, obviously. But I mean, it's annoying judgment that someone made on her, and they shouldn't have done that. And I really
slut. Like the whole concept of a slut is dated. I mean, basically, that goes along with what I was about to say, which is why, in any way, shape, or form. Is it a problem if you want to do that? I want to know. I want somebody to give me a good reason. Okay, they might say, well, afterwards you might have some regret or you might not be emotionally ready. But what if you discover that you're actually cool with it?
Yeah.
Right? If you're cool with it, then honestly, what is the problem?
Yeah.
Once you're aware of the risks and once people are being honest with each other, which is very important, you know, people understand that like nobody's lying to the other person. It's hard to achieve all this. I get it. But in a utopian one-night stand scenario, what's the fucking problem?
And none of this...
What is the problem?
There's no problem. And it's each your bloody own. And if you're afraid, just don't tell people. You know, people don't even need to know.
Well, people definitely don't need to know. Yeah. Once you're comfortable with it yourself, fuck everybody else. Yeah. But a lot of times people tell other people because they're not comfortable.
Yeah, and you look for kind of, I do that a lot in my life. I like look for reassurance off other people. I'm like, is this okay that I did this? And they're like, calm down. You're just like, you know, yeah. So, but the other thing is the condoms is really important. And I feel like there is a lot of situations where I have had a lot of guys who be like, oh, it feels better without the condom. And I'm like, I haven't said this, but my friend said this and I thought it was great. She said, well, it might feel better with the condom, but it won't feel better to have no sex. It's either no sex or condom. And I was like, oh, you're so great. That's the best phrase I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, you don't even need a phrase. You just have to make it very clear for yourself that you're not having sex without a condom. I mean, I've had unprotected sex in my life. Most of the time it has to do with... There's two scenarios where I've had unprotected sex. Number one is the super horny scenario where you don't have condoms and you think we shouldn't have sex, but then it just gets to the point where you're just like, ah, fuck it.
Yeah.
You know?
Pull out.
Yeah, but it just happens.
Yeah.
You know? And then I guess the other scenario is where... sorry, what was it? I got distracted by something else there. I can't remember what I was going to say.
So the two unprotected sex things.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, I know. I just can't remember the sex. I had two things in my head and it went completely out of my mind. I think because I started thinking about a particular scenario. But anyway, any time where like a woman is just absolutely adamant, like no way, Like, it's, we're just using condoms. Like, we'll always use condoms. So, and it shouldn't just be the woman's responsibility. I mean, mm-hmm. the guys should feel the exact same way. But I do think that because the women have that extra thing that they have to worry about, guys have to worry about STIs, mm-hmm. and they have to worry about getting a woman pregnant too, but women just have to deal with that more.
Yeah.
You know, they have more to lose. So I just think it's very important for everybody, men and women, to just be like, yes, it has to be protected sex.
Yeah. Especially one night stand, because you just don't know. You know, it's not like they're rolling up with their STD check in hand.
No, but I mean, that increased. I mean, that's a fact. I mean, I've wanted to get doctors on. We talked to Thomas about it, but unprotected sex in my lifetime, because I first had sex in 1990, but ignore that. I started having sex again in 1994.
In 1990, I was born in 1990.
Yeah, 1994. The night Kurt Cobain died was the second time that I had sex. Yeah. And, you know, in those days, no, like, well, certainly my experience was nobody had sex without a condom, you know, unless you're in like a relationship. Like, but just like, it was just like, because it was the AIDS epidemic was still like fresh in people's minds. And just like the concept of unprotected sex was like, what, are you out of your fucking mind? You crazy? And, you know, nowadays, and maybe it's because I'm older, and maybe like, I guess, yeah, you end up being with people that are not as concerned about pregnancy. So it's, you know, like STIs is always like a second level fear, I guess. Just a lot less concern about condoms, which is bad, you know?
It's so bad.
It's definitely bad.
She, like, the more we do this podcast, the more that I learn about stuff, and I'm like, I can't believe I ever had unprotected sex. Like, terrified. I talked to my sister today on the phone, and she's just turned 17, so I'm like, okay, we need to talk about sex, and you need to make sure you never have unprotected sex. There is diseases I didn't even know existed that I only found out this year.
Well, you know, I mean, the more education, the more use of unprotected sex. I mean, I find that in Ireland, there's definitely a higher incidence of people not using condoms.
Yeah.
I think there's a bad culture in the Irish hookup, quote unquote, hookup culture of not using condoms.
And I think it is back down to drink as well. God, like, if I have a few drinks in me, I'll be dancing on the table. I have to really watch it with drinks. I really lose my...
Well, listen, I mean, I made a whole series about booze. Booze will increase your chance of being assaulted or assaulting. It'll increase your chance of hitting a woman. You know, it more like, I don't know what the percentages of domestic violence is related to booze, you know, vehicular death related to booze. I mean, booze just has so many negative consequences.
Yeah.
It requires a whole other podcast for that. But certainly in relation to sexual behavior. And the problem is that sometimes when people try to put that message out there, that like, if you're fucking really drunk, bad shit's going to go down. Sometimes people think that you're suggesting that it's a woman is partially responsible because she was too drunk.
Yeah.
But you're not actually suggesting, oh no, that woman deserved it because she was drunk. You're just saying that like, hey, by the way, you know, the world sucks. The world is not fair. And the drunker you are, you're actually increasing your chance that something bad can happen.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that you deserve it or that you've done anything wrong. Not at all.
It's so unfair.
But at the same time, you know, you got to be safe. It's, you know, like in other words, like you put in a seatbelt in your car.
Yeah.
Nine times out of 10, well, sometimes it's you're protecting against you making a mistake, but you're also protecting against somebody else making a mistake.
Yeah.
You know? And so the truth is that like, if you're very drunk, you know, it's not your fault if something bad happens, but it is going to increase the chance of something bad happening. And it's good that people know that. That's just very important. You know, and this is not in any way, shape or form suggesting that anyone deserves anything. But it's just important to get that message across independent of suggesting that it was anyone's responsibility that they were drunk, which is not the case. However, you are safer if you don't get too drunk. That is a fact.
And like, you know, you can still get drunk and have the crack, but I would get drunk where it would be like blackout. So
yeah, it's very dangerous.
So dangerous. And when I think about, like, I've already talked about it, that time I had sex and I didn't remember it, and now luckily it was a friend who I wouldn't have slept with anyway, but my point is that it was, that could have been a stranger, or they could have hurt me. And I remember waking up, I was like naked, and I looked around my room and I was like, oh, it's grand, didn't do anything. And then I fucking saw a shoe that wasn't mine, and I was like, oh my god.
That's too frightening.
It is frightening. But then I came out and it was like it was a friend, and my roommates all were like, no, you were fine when you went. Like, I, and that's just me drunk, too drunk. It's, you, I seem like I'm fine. So it was like, oh, fuck, that could have been, I could have been hurt, or, you know, it's not good. I just think I stopped creating memories or something. I don't know what
it's
the...
It's a blackout.
Yeah.
And it's what too much alcohol does to your brain.
Oh, it's awful. And then because I'm so functioning, all of my friends were like, no, you were fine.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And I would never, like, even, you know, this guy, it's not at all. He was drunk as well. You know, that's the way that could have been a totally different situation. But it was a wake-up call for me.
And it's also important to point out that no matter how good of a guy you think you are, if you get too drunk, you could do something that turns out to be a crime when you sober up.
Yeah.
You know? Now, in your mind, it might not seem that bad. You're a bit pushy, a bit coercive. But in the light of day in sobriety, you might realize, holy shit, you know, I was doing behavior that's borderline, you know, illegal, certainly problematic. And saying I was too drunk is not a fucking excuse. So that's the point I'm trying to make also. Is that it's not just, oh, women are too drunk, they don't know, they're really at risk of being assaulted. It's like, bro, you're too drunk.
Yeah.
And you're actually at a higher risk of being an assaulter.
Yeah.
It's very important to point that out. Because booze makes people do fucking bad shit.
And the thing is as well, it'd be nearly better, right, let's say, if you're about too drunk and you go home and you just sleep it off and then do it in the morning. But people are a bit nervous with sober sex or whatever, so... It really
depends. Yeah, I mean,
and I guess maybe
that's just the rational thoughts of a sober person on
right,
a Sunday evening.
Right? Yeah, it's easy for me to say that. That's so true. God, I remember I brought home a guy. This is here, but I was on my. This is when I decided I can't have sex on the first night rule. But I still brought him home, even though I told him I wouldn't have sex. But he came back and we chatted and we fell asleep. I don't think I've talked about this on the podcast. He fell asleep, and the next morning I was like, and all we did was kiss. The next morning I got up and he didn't get up. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go to the shops. Like, whenever you want to go, go. And so I went to the shops. I came back. He was still there. And I was like, right, I have to go to, and it was 5 p.m. And
you
I had
couldn't
to go
get
to
rid of him.
I couldn't fucking get rid of him. 5 p.m. And he got up, he made the bed, and I was like, you really have to go. Like, and so he left, and then he texted me, or he like Facebook messaged me, and, said, hey, I left my keys in your apartment. And I was like, well, I'm in work till 2 a.m. This is when I was bartending. Or no, it was like 5 a.m. I was working till. And I was like, I'll just have to wait till tomorrow. And then he was like, okay, I'll come over tomorrow and get it. And I was like, no, I'll just meet you in the city. And I gave it to him. But then my friends were all like, is he like homeless? Was he like just.
Yeah, he probably was.
Trying to like stay there.
No, I tell you, you pick up some wackos, man.
I do. And I was saying it today. I was like, what's wrong with me? Because I just. But my friend said she's had a similar upbringing as me, and she's very comfortable with like bizarreness, that she kind of attracts. She had attracted a lot of weird men. And then my dad said to me that I don't give a lot of the nice guys a chance. So, yeah, I'll figure it out eventually. But yeah, a lot of bizarre.
I don't know if your dad is an objective observer about your sex life, by the way, just for the record.
He goes to me on the phone. He goes, I'm just sick of this. No more. Only Irishmen and only nice men.
Oh, that's great. Your dad gets a little like, little nationalist with your sex life. You got to hold that thought. I have to pee. Yeah. So, let me put my headphones back in.
You went for a wee.
No, I had to. It was really bad.
No, that's fine. I understand. I wee so much.
I have bladder problems. I could probably not. I'll probably edit it out. I probably won't mention the wee.
Oh, you were saying my dad was nationalist. No, I think as well. It's just that he's like, oh, he'll think I'll come home one day if I ended up with an Irishman. But also that thing about not giving nice guys a chance. Generally, are you even saying, oh, you attract some Looney Tunes, but the loony ones are the ones who come up to you, and I'm just like, oh, it's great, I'll have a good chat. And then you're like, all right, okay. Like, I think there's more, they're the people who approach, like, I think sometimes they're the people who are just approaching me on nights out, or who are asking for my number or asking me out, who have the confidence to do that, maybe.
Yeah. Or maybe you could just be a little more discerning, Katie.
I could be a bit more selective.
With the people that you fucking bring back to your house.
Well, yeah, I guess that person, though, we had friends in common, so I knew
it's
there was...
It's all right. It doesn't matter. I'm only kidding. I'm not judging you.
Yeah, you know? I know.
So let me give some one-night stand advice, you know, because I've had them.
Yeah.
And, I love them.
Okay, do.
I've had some great ones, you know?
Yeah.
And then I've had... Oh, I think I might have told you this story, but So, you know, because obviously a lot of women, particularly Irish women, have hang-ups about one-night stands, and they think, like, if they have sex, you know, if they're in a situation where it's, like, super hot and they want to have sex, they think, well, I can't have sex because it's a one-night stand. So that they don't want to do it.
Yeah.
So I had one time, I don't know if I told the story, but it was actually in Boston, but it was with an Irish girl. And we're back at my hotel, and it was intense. Very intense sexual buildup, but she was just like, we can't have sex. And I was like, that's totally fine. But it just kept building up to this like intense nadir of attraction. And then she'd be like, okay, we're not having sex. And I'd be like, okay, I get that we're not having sex, but you know, you keep like building it. Cause I would always be like, all right, like let's fucking shut it down. Like, cause you know, you need to shut it down, you know?
Yeah.
And so, like it kept building up, and then it was like, all right, look, like let's just go to sleep. Like let's just fucking sleep. You know? Stop this. It's fucking drive me insane. And because I was never gonna be the one that's like, nah, let's have sex. You know, because yeah. I always like I just leave it up to them. It's like whatever you want to do. So she was just like, no, it can't, you know, can't it be a one night stand, you know? So we fell asleep fucking like 4 a.m. She wakes me up and fucking literally puts my inside her. Like I wasn't gonna do it. She just fucking did it.
Yeah.
She was just like, all right, I guess it's not a one night stand anymore. We've slept for 2 hours. Oh my God. It was just funny the mental tricks she was playing with her brain.
Yeah, but that's how she did it to feel okay.
Yeah, but here's the thing for me, I think if you're so fucking horny and you wanna have sex, like what was really stopping her from doing it?
Yeah.
You know, and we kept in touch after that, and we actually met a few other times back in Ireland. And like it was fine. I mean, we didn't end up getting into a relationship, but we had fun.
Yeah.
You know? So, and I didn't have any hang-ups about it. So I think it's funny that, you know, women can have a lot of hang-ups about it. But this is just like lighthearted one-night stand tips. I think if you just want to have a one-night stand and you know that, you should really like tell the guy to leave. Or the guy should leave. I think you have a higher chance of it being weird if you stay.
Yeah, that's so true.
But now some people might disagree with me and say, it's nice when they stay or you want to keep that connection or you want to have sex in the morning. And I guess that's fine if you're both sober, you know. But I think as a safety for it being a positive experience,
yeah,
it's better. Because just for the practical reason alone that you always have a shit night's sleep when you're sleeping with a stranger.
Yeah.
You always have a fucking shit night's sleep when it's like, like they start moving. And I'm always like super paranoid that I'm like keeping the other person awake when I turn.
Yeah.
And then you're like, you're not really, you can't relax.
And then you wake up in the morning and when you're in a relationship, your breath smelling is fine. But that'd be my nightmare if a stranger wakes up. I'd have to like get up, brush my teeth, get back into bed.
I always get up and brush my teeth. Yeah. That's a guarantee. Yeah. If I get up from my morning pee, I'm brushing my teeth.
Yeah. Yeah, because we're...
And then if they turn around and they want to get it going, I'll be like, I think you need to brush your teeth.
Yeah, I have a spare toothbrush in there.
Yeah, just eat some fucking toothpaste.
Yeah,
man.
Eat some toothpaste.
Americans are actually more paranoid about that than Irish. I've not, like, Americans are, like, more breath paranoid, I've noticed.
Yeah. I had my roommate said that to me once. I was just sitting beside him on a couch, I hadn't brushed my teeth yet, and he was like, I think you need to brush your teeth. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
It's like, you're the dirtiest fucker I know, but my breath...
Yeah, exactly. So that's I think it's better to, you know, to go. I think one night stands are better than hotels.
Yeah. Oh, now that sounds attractive to me. I'd sneak out like a cat or something.
One night stands, I think, are better in hotels. I think a lot of people are more liberated in hotels. I used to have a routine about it, but
didn't Kate share something about that actually? Kate, she was on the podcast. Hypnotist
Kate Sheila, what did she say?
She said hotel sex is great for when you're in a relationship because you can get, or just in general even, but one of the things she said was because you can kind of free yourself, you do like you're like a different, you can kind of escape from yourself a little bit.
Did she say that?
Something like that. Yeah. I could get it up, should I, just in case I'm misquoting her.
Well, we're not going to go back and listen to it.
No, I mean, she posted it on her Instagram.
Oh, sorry, I didn't see that.
No,
sorry.
It was like a whole thing about how hotel sex is great for everybody.
Oh, yeah, I have a routine about hotel sex. Okay. Like, why is it about hotel? You know, but I'm not going to do it now. But, like, what is it about hotels that just makes you feel dirtier? But there is a liberation. There's no concern about your neighbors hearing.
Yeah.
You're not worried about the sheets.
I was just about to say, is it you who has that about the sheets? I love that.
Yeah, I do. Actually, I keep forgetting to do that routine.
No, it's so good. I remember when I heard that. That's so good because nothing I love... Yeah. Oh, my God. That was so... Because I had booked us a hotel... Like, I booked us a hotel recently and I was really excited to have hotel sex. And then I went to the gynecologist and she told me I wasn't allowed to have sex for 2 weeks. So we had a hotel with no hotel sex.
Oh.
It was so disappointing. But the sheets are still great to sleep in.
That's when you're taking
in the arse. I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, because you don't have to clean the sheets, you know?
It's so great. Yeah, you're so right. And then, like you said, there's no worrying about neighbors. You can get as loud as you want. Yep. Oh, I love it.
It's like somebody else's, you know, it's like somebody else's place. It's a there's definitely a liberation to it.
Yes.
Because that's, in the routine, I do that. It's like, if you're married for a long time, just get a hotel.
Yeah.
Then the minute you're in a hotel, it's like, yeah.
You're like
and then I also, geez, I got to do it. Because, you know, I was very upset with myself. I forgot to put that routine into the special that I recorded in Ireland because I had cut back the routine I have about not getting a boner. I'd cut it back to make it better for like 15-minute spots here in the city. And in the cutting, I forgot that the sheets routine and the hotel routine was like a digression within the boner bit.
Yeah, I know, it's great.
And then I know, but you know, that bit does not work as well in the United States. Now, don't get me wrong, it still works. But for, I think Irish women laugh more at the clean sheets thing than American women.
I agree with you as well, because I think there's something, even the duvets over here, there's no duvet covers.
Yeah, because they just have comforters. Yeah, and then they have a flat sheet.
You have to bring that to the fucking wash then to wash it. I like my sheets.
No, you put the flat sheet.
Oh.
You're supposed to put a flat sheet
between
between the comforter and your fitted sheet.
Oh, no.
That's why all the sheet sets here have a fitted sheet, a flat sheet, and two pillowcases.
Okay, yeah.
So have you been using a comforter with no sheet?
No, I've been using no sheet.
Oh, this is an Irish mistake that you've made.
You
use the flat sheet as like a duvet cover.
Okay, could you imagine now just me going to the laundromat with this big duvet? I carry it down four streets.
Full of Slovakian cum. Jesus Christ.
No, he came in condoms.
Oh. You'll have to take them off. And
yeah, I know. There was actually a bit of, because it's grey. And the other day I came back from our breakup and then I was like, look at my sheet. I was like, grey is not a good colour for sex.
Yeah, I have a grey one. I've noticed a lot of stuff.
You see a lot of stuff.
Yeah, no, you're supposed to be using a fitted sheet.
Well, now I know.
That doesn't require bringing the comforter to the fucking laundromat every time.
But you know what's so funny? I did my laundry that day and then... We've been broken up a week and I haven't actually put my sheets on my bed. I just put my comforter down and I've been sleeping on top of that.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Because I'm just like, oh, I'm not arsed and no one's going to see it. This is very comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. It's great when nobody's coming over. I know. So I only clean my apartment when we're recording the podcast.
Yeah, that was so funny when we had the Lulu and Tori episode. And Lulu, when I ran into her, she just goes, Des, very nice. Just ran by me. Goes, I need to clean the apartment.
No, I didn't run by her. I stopped and talked to her. But I said, Lulu, if you don't mind.
But she said very nice.
Yeah, yeah. I said, Lulu, if you don't mind, I'm just giving me 5 minutes before you come up because I hadn't.
Well, that's what she meant.
I was in the Hamptons, you know.
Yeah.
So
I hadn't
had a chance to get back, and I left the place like a bomb hit it.
Well, you must have cleaned it very quickly because it was lovely when we came up.
Oh, I had to do a quick. Well, yeah, but everything was in, like, I literally grabbed everything and like chucked it in the closet.
In the room?
In my room.
And so, do you have any other tips?
Well, I don't know. I'm making them up now as I'm going along.
Okay,
but,
I'm trying to think.
Well, do you have any questions?
Well, I guess I...
Because I've had a lot of one-night stands. You've told us about your three. You know, so, you know, if you want to help unearth some memories here.
Okay, well, I
had one when this is a long time ago. Another one with, like, the guilt. So I remember I was at the HQ. It's on Abbey Street in Dublin. Met this girl. Dark-haired girl, I remember. Big smoker. Remember the smell of cigarettes. And we went back to her place, which was in like Donaghmead, north side of Dublin. And whatever, we were fooling around, making out. And then again, you know, it got to that stage where she was just like, we're not having sex. I was like, it's just totally fine. you know? And then we're just hanging out. And then, you know, it built up again. And then she was like, we're not having sex. I was like, okay, listen, like, you know, it's fine. And so I was just like, listen, I'm just going to go. You know, and she was like, you can't go. And I was like, well, like, don't get me wrong. Like, there's no problem. You haven't done anything wrong. But like, I just would prefer to go. And she was like, no, don't go. You know, don't go. And I was like, no, it's fine. Like, we've had some fun and I'm just going to leave. And then she started crying.
Oh, no.
I was like, what's the matter? And so then it built up one more time and then we had sex. And I was like,
she's just wrecking her own head. Oh yeah, no, so that's, yeah, good. It's just generally as well for women to be just a little nicer to yourself.
Yeah, she's giving herself an awful time.
Yeah, and it's only you giving yourself the awful time. Yeah, because you're just, and then she probably felt really great after the sex, maybe.
Yeah, but I mean, I felt bad because she started crying. I was like, I'm not doing anything. I'm not saying you're doing anything wrong. Yeah. I'm not doing anything wrong. It's just we've had some fun. It's like it's getting a little bit on the frustrating side now, you know. So I'm just gonna go, you know, because I feel like you should go in that scenario.
I kind of think as well.
Like if a woman has said on numerous occasions, every time it gets close to having sex, I don't think we should have sex. Then it's like, yeah, okay. I mean, I agree with you. So I'm just gonna fucking exit myself from the situation.
Yeah.
Like I think that's like responsible.
Yeah, but I think it's like I've been in that before where when I was younger where I'd be like, I don't want to have sex and this is a bad thing and guys don't do that, but because I kind of nearly wanted them to like push me into it a little.
Because you want to feel like, you want to almost kind of put the ball into their court.
Yeah, and then
I mean,
feel like...
years ago I had a joke in my show about one night stands and I'd say Irish girls always say, I don't normally do this.
Yeah.
And I say, well... I do. So leave your shit on your side of the bed because I'm real comfortable with what's going on.
Yeah, that's so funny.
I don't normally do this. Whatever, man. I fucking love it. So fucking enjoy it because I'm liberated here.
Yeah.
Have any other questions about one night stands? I can't remember the best one night stand I've ever had. I can't remember it. I've had some good ones though. I haven't had too many bad ones.
Let me think. Any questions? Has it always been... Well, yeah. Well, I guess... Have you Tinder dated and one night standed?
Have I Tinder dated and
I always think of one night stand at a bar and it's like 2 a.m.
Well, you know, Tinder hasn't been around that long.
Yeah.
Now I'm 43 years old.
Yeah, but see, whereas Tinder is good, I guess, because then you can be very clear kind of what's happening, you know, like... You can be like, hey, we're going up for drinks, but I'm not looking for something serious. And you're like, okay, this person just wants to fuck.
Yeah, well, I've never... Well, first of all, I never... I've gone on a few Tinder dates, but I've never gone on like a Tinder date or a Bumble date. Like, it's not even on my mind one bit that I want to have sex with this person. I'm happy to just go on a date. I think one time... it was a scenario where she clearly just wanted to like hook up and I went along with the flow, but that's certainly not my modus operandi on Tinder. And actually, to be honest with you, I'm not really like inclined for the one night stand nowadays because, and it's just terrible to admit, but I'm just fucking old and I just be like, I just don't want to deal with like the shitty sleep and the tiredness the next day. Like it's not worth it. Like I'd rather if a woman was hit on me after the show, I would be like, give me your number, let's meet up during the week. Like I can't remember that. I think that married time, that the story I told you where we said maybe she was married from the South, I'm pretty sure that was the last time like I took somebody home after a show.
I think it is as well. It's right what you said about when you're younger, you're just a little hornier. Because now I find it that I'm just not attracted to a lot of people. It's very selective of what I'm attracted to.
But I don't
to.
Think you're hornier when you're younger. Not certainly not.
No,
women.
But I mean like okay, you're right. That's not true because I'm hornier now than I was before. But I mean I would have been more attracted to. I'm more selective now of what I'm attracted to. Not that that's better, but I mean. Like when I go out with my friends, I'm like, oh, I'm not really attracted to most of these people. I guess in my what I want is a bit more selective. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like I think I'm more sexually better now. I would have better sex. But when I was younger, I would have had sex with people. I would have been more attracted to more range of people. I don't know if that is.
Are you confident that it's made sense? I mean,
it doesn't sound like it makes sense. I have it in my head that the older I get, the less people I'm attracted to.
Yeah, you know what you like.
Yeah, okay, there we go. So those few one-night stands I had when I was younger, I definitely wouldn't touch them with a 10-foot pole now, those
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, but like everyone, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks that.
Yeah.
Hindsight's 20/20, you know?
Well, but there is people that I've dated and slept with, and I'm like, oh, I would still sleep with them now. As in, because I'm like, in the past couple of years, the guys that I've dated, I've been very attracted to, but just got more selective as I got older. But I didn't have one-night stands with them, so I dated them.
So no other questions?
I'm trying to what else could I ask? Well, do you have any questions for you?
Oh, no. Thanks, Katie.
Well, I have a tip.
What's a tip?
Well, because it isn't super safe for women, so just always send your location to your friends. I feel like that's a good tip.
Yeah, it's a good tip.
Yeah, like I've gone back to guys' house and been like sent location to the two girls that I'm best friends with.
So. Any other safety tips for women?
Your gut. Trust your gut. I've ignored my gut so many times, and your gut tells you straight away if they're a bit, and I've been like, oh, it's grand, I'm just being silly, and then they do something weird and I'm like, oh fuck. So I feel like if you're a one night stand and they might be hot, but your gut is like a bit, oh, there's something weird here, just get out of there.
Yeah, well, better safe than sorry, because you can always meet them again in the future.
Yeah, God. Yeah, there was one weirdo I had a one-night stand with here, and he was. I've had a few one-night stands, but yeah, he after sex he told me a really weird story that sounded like he had assaulted someone before, and I was like, oh my God, how do I get him out of my fucking house? And just the whole sex thing was weird. He like, this is really gross, and I apologize, but his choice of words. You know, he was just like, I love the taste of your discharge, which is like, whatever.
I love the taste of your discharge.
Yeah. And it was like, I didn't know what to do with that because I was like, okay, it really took me out of the moment. And then, yeah, he was just an oddball, and I knew he was kind of odd, but I was like, oh, he's hot and I kind of want to have a bit of fun. And my friends had seen I was going, he was coming back to mine. Again, this is when I just moved over. And then, yeah, he had said like, oh, I kind of had sex with this woman, but she didn't really consent and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what the fuck are you telling me this for?
Yeah,
and
why is he telling you that?
It was so bizarre. And then
God,
he was,
Katie, you meet the wackiest guy.
I fucking do. And then he told me he was a metrosexual. And I was like, oh, what is that? Because I'd never heard of that before in my life. And he goes, oh, I like to cut my fingernails and my toenails and wear nice shirts. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I asked my friends afterwards, and
it's a nothing term.
Yeah, but it's like, it was a bizarre. Everybody cuts their toenails and fingernails, I hope.
No, I know, but he was just saying that he's like a modern guy, like a David Beckham type sort of. You know, he grooms.
Yeah.
Grooms.
And my memory is like, now it's like a little fuzzy on that because it was so long ago, but I also think I was just like, oh, I need to forget this.
I love the taste of your discharge.
I'll never forget that. Yeah. Because it was like he was going down and he kept pulling back and pulling back and pulling back. Like, so he would go in, he would lick for a second, go back. And I was like, what are you doing? And he goes, and I wasn't at that stage, I wasn't confident enough to say what I liked, but I was just like, what do you do? And he goes, I like to tease. And I was like, please don't.
Sometimes people say that to me, I like to tease. And it's like, well.
Yeah, you're ruining it. You're making it longer for yourself. Yeah, tease, like, but you'll be there for a few hours.
Yeah, fucking tease.
And so then he said, oh, you know, I just love the taste of your discharge. And I was like, I could just feel myself dry up. I'm like, that's a word I don't want to.
I love the taste of your discharge.
Because that's only
a
word.
I have to pull back so I can savor the flavor. Oh, I can savor the flavor of your vaginal secretions.
Oh,
yeah.
Yuck.
You just have the right amount of pH balance.
Oh.
Your pH balance.
He's obviously studying to be a gynecologist or something.
Hang on. I love your pH balance.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. I love the taste of your wow. Some guys do some weird shit.
I know. And that night, I remember that was an apartment I stayed in. I had no air conditioning and it was a summer night and it was so hot. And then I was just like, felt so gross and sweaty. And I was like, oh, I can't even deal with this man. And then he didn't leave either. Like, I had to be like, I think I told him to get a taxi at one stage. I was like, something like, I just can't sleep with you here, so do you mind getting a taxi home? And he went home. But yeah, he didn't stay the next morning, which was great.
Nice.
Yeah, so I've had my fair. I just have had bad ones. I do attract. I tell you, if you're out.
And but women always say, like, when I talk to women, their stories about one night stands are like, they're always a higher percentage negative.
Yeah.
And when you talk to guys, it's just like, yeah, the worst one night stand was still one of the better nights of my life. Still pretty high up there in my memory list.
Yeah, because they're always gonna, the pleasure rate for them is so high.
I know, but I mean, I've talked to so many women, like, and just some of the stories, I'm just like, damn. I mean, I'm sure, listen, I know there's women out there that will say, oh, that Des Bishop's an asshole. He didn't text me back or some shit, you know?
Yeah. I'm like, there's guys that say stuff about me as well.
No, but what I mean is just like, I've never fucking pulled some of the shit that I've heard, you know, just like this weirdo stuff, but also just like the complete disregard for the person. I get like drunken, angry men. It's awful.
Yeah.
Some of the shit that guys get up to. You know, it's like so disrespectful. Like, don't get me wrong, I like a one night stand, but I'll always try to, like, for selfish reasons, you want it to be as nice as possible for both of you. It's more enjoyable. But from the stories that you hear women say, it's just not great. Now, I've had some ones where it just hasn't clicked, but that's more just like the sex wasn't great, we didn't click, you know.
Yeah.
But it was never a case of like, I just wanted to fucking wham, bam, thank you, man, and get out of there. I mean, I've never done that. Like, I hear stories about guys like, fuck, meet a girl, come back, fuck them, and then they're just like gone.
Yeah.
Like, sayonara.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do that.
Yeah, I don't know. At least, I guess, have a conversation for a second.
Actually, feedback-wise from the audience or from our listeners, I'd be curious to know how you feel when the guy says, or the woman says, for that matter, I'm going to go. Because, like, women have said it to me. They've been like, I'm going to go. And I'm like, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise you, Lord Jesus. Yeah. This is the best news ever. Because now I don't have to fucking do the going, you know, or I don't have to. But how does a woman feel if the guy, like, you know, you have sex, you have a nice time and a bit of canoodling afterwards. And then the guy's like, hey, listen, I'm going to go. How do you guys feel out there? I'm curious to know.
Yeah, DM us, email us.
Because I just think, like, it's just so much nicer to go back to your own bed. No, look, I actually think there's a better chance that you'll meet up again if you separate after having sex that time.
Yeah, because you're more likely maybe to have a better meet up and have an actual conversation, not meet up and be like, oh, do you know what as well? I don't like waking up and being not in my own place and feel dirty and not have
using
my own toothpaste.
Using their toilet. And,
going home in the same clothes. Yeah, no, no, no. I like to know. Like, I love when you're dating someone and they're like, oh, we're staying at my house tonight. I got my little carrier bag ready to go. And and I'm ready. Like, I know I'm staying over, so it's grand. I got my toothbrush there or with me.
You got your stuff.
Got your little stuff, so you don't feel like, yeah. I have to go.
All right.
It's 25 past.
Oh, shit. You really need to go.
Okay. Oh, right. Shit. Okay.
So, thanks, everybody. That is the end of today's episode. Hope you enjoyed it. It's late on Tuesday night. I'm out in West Hampton. And I've got some cousins over. And from Ireland. And so I'm doing all this a little bit later than normal. And I hope you're all having a nice night wherever you are. It's the middle of the night in Ireland. I also have a toothache, which is frustrating. So forgive me if I'm not enthusiastic, because I'm very happy. I just happen to be a little low energy. Anyway, you know the usual. Message me at this bishop. Katie at Katie Boyle Comic, and give us 5 stars. Spread the word. Let's get the podcast out there. I'll be back in Ireland in a couple of weeks at the Ivy Gardens. Make sure you get tickets to that. And also, if anyone's in New York on July 16th, I'm doing like a warm-up show, like a work-in-progress show I'm going to do like a one-man show about my mom and grief and motherhood and anxiety. It's going to be like a one-man show with a bit of meat to it. So that's July 16th at the Fat Black Pussycat at the Comedy Cellar. And you can make reservations on the Comedy Cellar reservation site. So just go to the reservation site. Go to July 16th. You'll see my name. And it's you just reserve. You pay when you get there. So check that out. As always, check Katie's Instagram for her dates. She's always gigging around New York. And hope you have a nice 4th of July weekend, which is irrelevant to most of you. Good day.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.